How to Make Best Use of Guided Meditations by Sorica Gojković, PhD. I've created this informational audio to help you make the best use of my guided meditations. I give psychic readings. All my guided meditations are based on what I have observed psychically in sessions with clients about how energy operates in the human aura to create our reality. In understanding how energy operates in the aura, I understood how to bring about solutions and healings to the challenges my clients faced, that all of us face. This process is similar to knowing how a car engine works, then when something goes wrong, knowing how to fix it. The guided meditations are fixes for our various human challenges. They heal. They help us create a better life for ourselves. If you want to understand what I see in a psychic reading session, how energy operates in the human energy field, I write about it in my short book, The Workings of Energy in the Human Energy Field, A Psychic's Perspective. It's available everywhere in many formats. I've created the guided meditations to help us all resolve everyday life challenges, heal long-standing issues, and establish a stronger connection with Source. It is my greatest wish that they help you in the greatest and best way possible. About the guided meditations. Some of the guided meditations are inspirational. They help you remember who you really are, a beautiful being of light, an eternal ray of all that is. They help you come back to peace. They don't need much explanation. Other guided meditations are about helping solve life's challenges. And still others are about deep core healing. All of them operate around several principles. First, they help us access conscious information. Sometimes we're not even aware of what we're feeling or thinking. But if we stop and pay attention, we can find out. The guided meditations also help you access unconscious material, the information of which you have no conscious awareness. It is very important for us to access both conscious and unconscious information as a way to resolve problems, as a way to heal, and as a way to maintain optimum health and well-being. So as you listen to the guided meditation, stay alert to the unconscious material that may arise. This comes as a sudden insight, revelation, illumination, understanding. The information seemingly coming out of nowhere, its contents often very surprising. Basically, as you listen, you'll have two channels talking at the same time, two channels of awareness, your conscious material and your unconscious material. The conscious material will be louder and in the foreground. The unconscious material will be quieter and in the background. In deep quiet and relaxation, the unconscious material emerges. This material is what is important for you to become aware of as a way to resolve issues and heal. This background voice, realization, insight, is also how information from your divine self will come. These are sudden insights, realizations, and illuminations about your situation, and many times information about universal truths. The insights you receive will give you the larger truth about what is really going on, a higher understanding. This will change how you understand the problem. This is the healing, the transformation of your consciousness, the evolution of your consciousness. You are evolving as a soul, which is the whole purpose of you being in this earthly realm. Listening to the guided meditation repeatedly will reveal new information and also deeper information. Each time you listen, it will be different. You will go deeper and receive more information from your divine self. It is also very important to know that when we desire and request healing or clarity or any help for a challenge we may be facing, our divine self will come in and help. Know that and stay open to receive the healing. Once again, that healing may come in the form of a realization, a larger understanding. and that understanding or realization will simply take away the pain or resolve an issue. In reality, all healing works that way. We simply come to know a higher truth, a larger truth. We attain a bird's eye view of a situation, and that explains the smaller things that had troubled us. The way this works with healing the body is that the revelation we receive will change our mind, and in changing our mind, our body changes automatically. We create our reality with our thoughts and beliefs, so to change our reality, we need to change our thoughts and beliefs. Listening to the guided meditations. Some of the guided meditations, especially the deep healing ones, are challenging. So this is what you do. Listen to the guided meditation only as long as you're able to be true to the process. When you can't listen anymore, stop. Pick up again in a day or two. Start at the beginning. Again, stop if you can't stay in the process. And again, start at the beginning in a day or two. Keep doing this until you can listen to the whole meditation with full presence and authenticity. And after that, continue to listen as needed. You will continue to receive more information, larger understandings, and deeper healings. Method. When I create guided meditations, I first write them out. Then I go over them many times and make adjustments. Then I listen to them with text-to-speech software to see how they flow. Then I listen to them as a user. I choose an issue to work on and see how the meditation goes, and I make adjustments. Working this way, I've discovered several things. When we are in a deep state of mind, our brain is mostly turned off. Because of that, everywhere there is a need for directions, I have used the least number of words possible to make sure one doesn't come out of the deep state to figure out what's being said. I've also eliminated all unnecessary words. So if there is a the or and missing or any such word, that's why. My objective is to simply point the person in the direction and allow the process with the least number of words so as not to activate the mind. Feelings. For us to successfully conduct our life, we have to know how we feel, what we think, what we desire, what we need. Otherwise, it's impossible for us to know what action to take on our own behalf to live in a happy way. Many of us are simply not aware of what we really feel or think. I know I'm not. It's only in the quiet of listening to the meditation that I discover deepest truths. Most of us are busy and don't stop to find out how we're really doing. At other times, our childhood programming automatically makes that information inaccessible. We're afraid to know our truth and express it for fear of punishment and repercussions. We hide it even from ourselves. Sometimes, without even knowing it, we feel helpless about doing anything about our problems, so we hide from our truth. Also, society trains us to feel a certain way and think certain things that are politically correct, but are not our truth, and we have to make an effort to separate the two. The guided meditations help you to know your deepest truth. That way, you can take action that is truly for your highest good. So, to resolve issues and heal, you have to know what you really feel and really think. That's why I often say in the guided meditation that you are safe and it's okay to discover your true feelings and thoughts. In a guided meditation, you can allow all to come to the surface. No one will be listening in. No one will know. And you can safely move towards healing. So when, during the meditation, you're asked how you're doing, be honest, go deep, and let it all come to the surface. Allow your deepest truth to come forward. At the beginning of almost every guided meditation are these questions as a way to focus us on ourselves, get with ourselves, become present and paying attention to ourselves, our truth. Some time ago, I met a therapist, a really wonderful man. He told me when he first started learning about himself, he simply had no vocabulary for feelings. He felt things, but had no words to describe what he felt. I think this may be true for many of us. And since knowing how we feel is critical to our well-being, here I will list some words for feelings and other states of being. Afraid, hateful, resentful, anxious, desperate, confused, angry, depressed, sad, nervous, jealous, envious, devastated, upset, lonely, heartbroken, terrified, enraged, mad, scared, hurt, pressured, crushed, breathless, tormented, suffering, unhappy, confused, joyful, loving, blissful, light, happy, relaxed, peaceful, wonderful, content, satisfied, elated. There are books on this subject that list a whole lot more words than I have here. It's really helpful to have words to describe what is going on with us. It allows us to become aware. And awareness heals, as I've been saying. My story. As I said earlier, I've created these guided meditations for my clients, the larger public, and myself. I think I've used them more than anybody, especially healing core energies. I listened to healing core energies to heal my own childhood issues. When I started listening to healing core energies, it was very difficult. I could only go a little bit, but I persisted. Each time I listened, I went further until I was able to do the entire guided meditation. I think it took me 4 attempts to get to the end. I cried and cried and cried, but it was all more than worth it. I learned so much about everything, including the way our divine self helps. After listening many times to healing core energies as a way to heal my long-standing issues, I arrived to a completely unexpected place. I saw my parents as souls. I saw clearly how their souls were loving. They intended only good. Next to that observation was the human personality and the human experience. The two were very different, as you can imagine. The two so juxtaposed showed the way the human personality evolves, learns, grows, and the soul is steady, brilliant, loving, always connected to all that is. The healing around my parents came to a point where the healing clearly felt complete, done. There was a definite sense of arriving at an end, being done. I had no idea such a thing could happen. These are the kinds of experiences I have listening to the guided meditations, experiences I never knew were possible. Listening to guided meditations is an endless source of information. Every time I listen to any of the guided meditations, I become aware of feelings, thoughts, needs, desires that I wasn't consciously aware of, which always surprises me. I think one thing going in, when in reality, something altogether different is happening. Also consistently, I receive information about the larger reality, universal truths. I like receiving that information. It's sort of a baseline for what life is about in the larger context of all that is. It's also a little unsettling, because even though I have that higher understanding, sometimes I can't implement it, at least not right away. However, in truth, that's how a lot of growth and evolution happens. We first know something with our minds, and then, over time, we come to embody and live that knowledge. As I create new guided meditations and listen to the old ones, my own awareness continues to grow. I love growing in consciousness. For me, it's an endless, exciting adventure. Well, I hope this explanation of how to use my guided meditations is helpful to you. If I've missed anything, something that you are unclear about that puzzles you, please email me and let me know. I would appreciate that very much. I can then add that information to this file, and it will help everyone. My email address is zorica@thetimeoflight.com. It's also on my website, www.thetimeoflight.com. Again, if you would like to know how I psychically see energy and how energy operates in the human aura, you can read about that in my book, The Workings of Energy in the Human Energy Field, A Psychic's Perspective. I highly recommend it. It will clarify a lot of things for you. Also, I am always creating new guided meditations, so be sure to check for the latest ones on my website, where you can also sign up to be on my email list. I fervently hope that my guided meditations give you all that you most want and more. Many blessings.